And of course, it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. And happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're beginning with the Cricket World Cup.
Kim, the Cricket World Cup resumes on Tuesday when South Africa faces Ireland in Canberra, Australia. The Proteas of South Africa enter the one-day international with 4 points from 3 matches. They're second in the Pool B table behind India, which has 6 points from 3 matches. Ireland is third in the table. The Irish have 4 points, like South Africa, but have played one less match. In Cricket World Cup action Sunday, South Africa's neighbor Zimbabwe lost to Pakistan by 20 runs. The final score from Brisbane Cricket Ground in Australia, Pakistan 235 for 7 in 50 overs, and Zimbabwe 215 for 49.4 overs. Pakistan's captain, Misbah ul Haq, talks about his team's victory.
I think team fought really well, especially credit goes to the bowlers. They just kept the pressure, just kept taking wickets. That's the key in this World Cup. Even if you are just defending a low total, if you have the bowlers who could take wickets at different intervals, you could really just penetrate. And that's what especially the fast bowlers did today.
It was Pakistan's first win at the Cricket World Cup after 2 losses. Meanwhile, it was the 3rd defeat for the Chevrons of Zimbabwe, who beat the United Arab Emirates by 4 wickets on February 19th for their only victory so far in the tournament. Zimbabwe's captain, Brendan Taylor, had this to say after the loss to Pakistan.
Again, we've found ways to get out at crucial periods, some soft dismissals as well. So that's been a major downfall for us in the last 4 games. It was difficult to score. It needed a partnership, and unfortunately, you know, 50s or 30 partnerships, they're not going to get you over the line. So it was it's extremely difficult to comprehend this loss. I think there's a few mental flaws as individual players that is costing us at crucial periods.
That's Brendan Taylor, the 29-year-old captain of Zimbabwe's national cricket team, and he spoke from Brisbane, Australia. From Brisbane, the Chevrons of Zimbabwe now travel to Hobart, Australia, where they'll play Ireland March 7th in their next match. Remember, VOA Cricket World Cup fans, the top 4 teams in each of the 2 pools will advance to the quarterfinals, which will be played between March 18th and March 21st. Taking a quick look at the standings, Cricket World Cup co-host New Zealand tops Group A with the maximum 8 points from 4 matches, followed by Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and co-host Australia. India is on top of Group B with the maximum 6 points from 3 matches, followed by South Africa, Ireland, and the West Indies. In African youth football, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Mali's national under-17 team, which lifted the Continental Trophy on Sunday in Niamey, Niger. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma reports.
Second half goals scored by Siaka Bagayoko and Ale Male powered Mali to a 2-0 win over South Africa in the finals of the Africa Under-17 Championships in Niamey, Niger on Sunday. Earlier on at the same venue, Guinea beat FIFA Under-17 World Cup champions Nigeria 3-1 in the bronze medal playoff. Aboubakar Touré found the back of the net before Abdoulaye Jules added a brace for Guinea, while Victor James scored for Nigeria. In all, 43 goals were scored in the two-week tournament. Nigerian Victor James is the top scorer with 4 goals. Guinea's Aboubakar Touré, Nigerian Kelechi Nwakali, and Mali's Aboubakar Traoré tie in second place with 3 goals each, while Cameroon's Christian Bayem, Guinea's Abdoulaye Jules, Ivory Coast's Idrissa Doumbia, Malian's Sekou Koita and Ale Male, South African's Eric Mayo and Nelson Malulu, together with Zambian Patson Daka, each scored 2 goals. In athletics, Robert Chemosin triumphed at the Rome to Ostia half marathon in Italy on Sunday. What's more, his winning time of 59 minutes and 37 seconds is the quickest half marathon in the world this year. Fellow Kenyan Simon Cheprot was second in 59 minutes and 39 seconds, while Godfrey Kisuro, it was third in a Uganda national record of 59 minutes and 43 seconds. Meanwhile, Ethiopian Amane Beriso and Kenyan Emily Chemutai Ngetich claimed the top 2 spots in the women's race in lifetime bests of 1 hour and 8 minutes and 43 seconds and 1 hour 9 minutes and 13 seconds respectively, as Kenyan Sharon Cherop placed third. Elsewhere, Kenyan Samuel Ndungu clocked 2 hours 9 minutes and 8 seconds to win the Lake Biwa Marathon in Japan on Sunday. Ndungu also won the race in 2012. 'Cause this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Ni chabulile.
Hola. 'Cause this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
English golfer Andy Sullivan is the 2015 Johannesburg Open champion. Reporter Nick Dye tells us more from South Africa's commercial capital.
England's Andy Sullivan is the Joburg Open champion after a final round 66 left him on 17 under par and victory by 2 shots over a host of players on 15 under, headed up by the Irishman Kevin Phelan. Sullivan survived going in the water on the par 4 11th to recover with 2 birdies in his final 7 holes to clinch his second title in the city this year, having won the South African Open at the Glendowner Golf Club just after Christmas.
Tonight I just love coming down here and just seem to play really well. You know, after Thursday as well, shooting level par, I didn't think I'd had much of a chance of winning, and then to be coming there in the league, coming down the last few holes is a lovely feeling, and I really enjoyed it. Me and Macca out there today, we had fun again, you know what I mean, on that back nine. We just really enjoyed ourselves and felt like we played probably a bit better than we did yesterday, and probably hit some really good shots down the stretch there as well.
We talked about consistency on this course, and when it's that tight at the top, you must have feared the worst when you hit the water, but you made a great recovery from that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of them. It was just a funny line. It just didn't come out how I expected it. So, but I played great for 10 holes, so it wasn't nothing to fret about. I thought if I just carried on in the manner I was started with, I'd be okay. And I got myself back in there and ended up winning it, which is nice. Always seem to having a come from behind seems to be my trait at the moment, but I'll take everyone.
You talked about enjoying yourself on the golf course. Does that help if you do play a particularly bad shot because you're not particularly fretting about it for too long?
No, definitely. I think that's just my personality. I just want to enjoy myself out there and keeps me relaxed. And I seem to play my best golf out here, especially in SA at the moment. But it's all for me. If I can't enjoy coming down the stretch there with the lead, you're struggling.
The added bonus for Sullivan, as well as winning, is a place at this year's Open Championship at St Andrews in July. The other 2 places filled by fellow Englishman Anthony Wall and David Howell, who both finished tied second at 15 under par, but qualified by virtue of their higher world ranking. It's Sullivan, though, that came out on top once again in Johannesburg, won 17 under par.
Thanks, Nick. That's Nick Dye reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Joining us now with more African football news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. Coach Stephen Keshi says a new deal offered to him by the Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, amounts to, quote, a slave contract, unquote. From the clauses I've seen so far, I don't know what words to use, but the contract can be described as a slave contract. The French news agency, AFP, quoted Keshi as saying, the coach may have been referring to clauses which make him answerable to several persons and committees. AFP reports that Keshi has now been offered a 2-year contract. effective March 1st, 2015. He's required to meet several targets and also sign a code of conduct. Keshi himself reveals he will be paid 5 million naira, or less than $25,000 per month, the same salary he received during his initial contract. Last week, the former Togo and Mali coach lost out to Franco-German Jeannot Rohr in the race to handle Burkina Faso. A debate has raged on whether Keshi, who is 52, should be given a new contract after he failed to qualify the Super Eagles for the recent Africa Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea. His initial contract of 3 years ran out after the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil, at which Nigeria reached the last 16, where it was eliminated by France. In African club football, one of the 17 teams that have advanced to the first round of the CAF Confederation Cup is the Dolphins Football Club of Nigeria. The team defeated Leones Vegetarianos of Equatorial Guinea on Saturday in Nigeria's oil city of Port Harcourt. Score at full time was 1-1, but the Nigerians prevailed 5-4 on penalties. Abindeng Loron is the technical director of Leones Vegetarianos. After the match, he commended his team for its determination, despite being new to the continental tournament.
Very good match, determination for the two teams, and something remained to my players. It's a young team, and hope they get small experience because it's the first time they can play to the CAF competitions. I have Dolphin is a good team, a very good team, and they get experience.
That was Sebindeg Loron, the technical director of Leones Vegetarianos Football Club of Equatorial Guinea. Many thanks to reporter Tony Tamuno for the audio. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
And many thanks to you, Segun, for that report. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank-